Hello, it is Wednesday the 24th of July 2013 and the time is 10 o'clock in the morning. And, bloody forms. Don't they drive you mad? We get money brought over from the UK to Portugal via a, it was Sterling Exchange, it was called. But it seems they've gone out of the foreign currency market, so they recommended another company. And there was going to be a phone call and, you know, it's all going to be quite simple changeover. And, of course, when they said there's going to be a simple changeover, that usually means there's not going to be a simple changeover. So the upshot is that they need proof of address. The problem is that we only have three bills out here. We have our electricity, we have our water, and we have our phone stroke internet. All the other bills are paid sort of cash, basically. Like the only other bill we have is gas bottles. So two of these bills are online, and the only bill that's sent through the post is the water, but it's in my wife's name. So and it has to be 3 months, less than 3 months old. So, what about banking? You know, all our banking's online, which I think a lot of people now have their banking online. They don't have statements sent through every month. They go online, they get it via their mobile phone, they get it all different ways, but they don't get it through the post. So how do you prove where you live? So I've sent another form. I mean, we've actually got a form, of course, it was done last year, which is our residency, which is an official Portuguese document. Whether this is going to be acceptable, I don't know. I haven't heard from them now for about a day and 2 days. It's just a blasted nuisance. I mean, we can get money out because we can just draw it through the ATMs. Who, in fact, although they do charge nearly 3% for the privilege, with the exchange rate, you're actually only losing about, I think, about €2 per 100 euros you draw out in comparison with going through a foreign exchange company. It's just a bloody hassle, isn't it, really? It's funny, we're all in this sort of internet, online, digital age, yet they still want a piece of paper to prove where you live. And the thing is, because we're on this digitally online internet age, everything's done through the digital online internet. It's, you know, so you, how can you prove these things? So anyway, I'll wait for them to get back. Of course, the other thing I can do is only that we got, it's not a big problem because, like I say, we can just draw money out through ATMs. It's not a big hassle. What is a big hassle is getting money from into the bank account so we can just to cover the bills. And as I say, there's not really many bills that go out. There's three bills that go out. So it's not a big sort of deal. The insurance, the car insurance, is due soon. That's cash. You can't buy by card. You have to pay cash. Now, I'm not sure if that's the same with all insurance, car insurance, but it's the one in the village that's cash only. And so I guess if you haven't got the cash, you can't get the insurance, you can't drive the car. Same with the MOT, I think that's cash. So in a way, I'm thinking, well, the only other way I could do is I could just draw some money out and put it into the account direct, which I must probably have to do. Because these foreign exchange companies, they're all right, but they're a lot of hassle. You know, you've got to fill out these forms, and that's all to do with money laundering. And we're not talking about millions of pounds here. We're talking about perhaps, you know, 600 quid or £1,000. You know, we're not talking about massive amounts of money. But there you go. So in some ways, I might be better off just bugger it. Like, I'll just draw the money, stick it straight in the account, like we did in the old days. Okay, time is up, and I will speak to you later. Bye.